We've been talking about the political tensions between the U.S. and the Muslim world. Now we're going to shift gears a little to talk about how these tensions sometimes play out closer to home here in the U.S. It's no secret that since the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan began, Arabs and Muslims have not always felt as comfortable in the U.S., and many non-Muslim Americans are more suspicious of their Muslim and Arab neighbors. What can you do about that? Some argue, nothing you can do but laugh.
I really wish that a drug company in America would have come out with a medication for us, like our own Paxil or Zoloft. Like you turn on TV and say, hello, are you depressed because no one wants to fly in the same plane as you? Are you anxious because you resemble several people on the government's most wanted list? Are you angry because every time you go to the airport, you're randomly selected for extra screening? And you need Arabagon.
That was Dean Obaidallah, a comedian featured in a documentary, Stand Up, Muslim American Comics Come of Age. The documentary follows several Muslim and Arab American comedians as they perform. Dean Obaidallah joins us now on the line from New York. Dean, hi.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Now, Dean, your father is Palestinian, as I understand it. Your mother is Sicilian. And
yes.
So why are you in this documentary? You're not Muslim.
I'm not. Well, I get my father is Muslim, and I was raised exposed to the religion. But in today's world, people just lump together Muslim, Arab, Iranian. If you're Middle Eastern, we're all the same to many people, and we suffer a lot of the same fate, in that we live in a world where we're viewed sometimes being less American or being suspicious simply because of our heritage.
Okay. So
we
you
share that.
You share that. Did you start working in stand-up before or after 9/11?
Before, about 5 or 6 years before 9/11, I first started doing stand-up comedy.
Is it different now?
Well, it's much different. I mean, for me, pre-9/11, I barely mentioned being of Arab heritage in my act. I did one joke literally about my dream of starting an Arab boy band called SKB, Shish Kid Bob. And it wasn't very political and it was very insightful. It was just a joke. Quite frankly, before 9/11, I didn't really identify that strongly as being Arab American. I mean, sure, my father's from the Middle East and had accent, and my cousins came over. But for me, it was like the world has changed. And I didn't talk about it. On September 10th, I went to bed a white guy. September 11th, I woke up an Arab. And that's how the world has changed for all of us. And my act has changed a great deal as a result and become much more political, much more talking about the race and religious issues that people of Middle Eastern heritage face in this new post-9/11 world.
Let's hear another clip from the film about that.
People have been conditioned to be afraid of us. I can do an experiment, even you guys. I can say the same thing with or without a Middle Eastern accent. It can change the whole meaning. Watch if I say, hey, wait till Friday night. We've been planning this for months. People be talking about this for years. It could be a party, right? If I say, wait till Friday night. We've been planning this for months. People have been talking about this for years.
How'd you come up with that?
That's just based on reality. I mean, I guess you see enough movies where the bad guy happens to have a Middle Eastern accent over and over, and you get the sense that people are afraid of people in Middle Eastern accents. Middle Eastern American comics are inspired by people like Richard Pryor and Chris Rock, who used race to raise important issues, used comedy, I mean, to raise issues.
And in fact, I was going to ask you, what are you going for? What do you want people to feel when they hear you?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we're comedians. We want people to laugh. And we think while people are laughing, there's a lot of goodwill that's being developed in the audience. But secondly, we want them to see a different side of who we are, a more accurate side. Sadly for us, you know, we don't get a month that celebrates our heritage in America, like a Black History Month. Arabs, we get Orange Alert. The negative connotations about us define who we are. So we want to redefine ourselves in a much more accurate, positive way.
What do you say to those who would argue about legitimate suspicions? I mean, if you look at the recent incident in London where members of the British Health Service are implicated and members of their own families are saying, I had no idea my brother was involved in anything like that. I had no clue. And so what do you say to people? Say, look, you know what? My suspicions, my fears are legitimate. Where do you get off making me feel bad about that?
Well, it's, you know, we're comedians. We're gonna challenge your conceptions, and we're going to make you sometimes uncomfortable with certain things we're saying that people might not agree with everything we're saying. We just want people to think. I mean, certainly, I'm not denying there are bad people who happen to be Arab or Muslim or Middle Eastern. Every group suffers that. We just don't want to be defined by those people. Only minorities in America suffer as a group, and a few of them do something wrong. And now it's our obligation to get out there and show our fellow Americans a different side of who we are.
Comedians from other ethnic groups have also confronted this question, which is that of stereotypes. Is there a line between kind of exploiting a perception for fun and reinforcing a stereotype? Has anyone ever accused you of that? And if they have, how do you respond to that?
At this point, so much of what we're doing is trying to attack the stereotype and not try to play into it. You know, maybe in time the jokes will become less political and someone could say, oh, you're feeding the beast. But at this point, we really haven't heard that. There's not that many of us either in the country. There's about 9 or 10 of us in the whole country, so I'm in the top 10 in my field. So, you know, it's a small field. We want more and more people to get involved. And there's been some good developments. We're doing a pilot for Comedy Central called The Watch List, and I'm producing it with my friend Max Brooks, who's Mel Brooks' son. And if it gets picked up for a series, it'll be the first TV series in the history of American television starring all Middle Eastern American comedians. And hopefully that can go a long way to changing our image.
All right, Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Comedian Dean Obadalla is featured in a new documentary, Stand Up, Muslim American Comics Come of Age. He joined us by phone from New York. Dean, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.